Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Let's Get Real with me, Brandon Ho. Today, we got a very special guest, one that I'm really very, very much looking forward to. But first, we got to roll the all-familiar intro. Let's go. That's right. Now, our guest today, we go quite some time back. I've seen him on my screens for many, many years, and I trust that many of you have also seen him on YouTube for many years as well. And it's only recently, I would say, in the last maybe 2-3 years, I can't remember, I'll let him share the story. But recently, he has really come and have a personal encounter with God, and I'm so happy to be able to have him here to share his story and his testimony. So, ladies and gentlemen, without much further ado, please help me welcome, for the first time, on Let's Get Real, give it up for Mr. Dan Koo. Woo! I told you, buddy. I told you don't have to worry about the applause, man.
Thank you.
They will show up. They will definitely show up.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Dan, first of all, dude, how are you doing, man? Are you feeling good today?
Yeah. Feeling good.
Feeling good?
Yes. I just had a forgettable one-time meeting.
Okay, I hope this is an interview that you won't forget.
Yeah,
okay?
Definitely not, man.
Yeah, this will be an unforgettable experience for you.
Get real.
Yes, but we get real, right? Now, Dan, you know, we've been friends. We've known each other for quite some time, actually.
Yeah.
Because of the same industry that we work in. But I would say we only recently sort of got much closer in the last 1 year.
Board games.
Because of board games, because of badminton.
Yes.
And obviously because now of your faith as well, you know. I remember we've had a very long conversation.
Yeah.
Like, 2 hours?
More than that, bro. We had started from lunch and then we had the second location.
Yeah.
We talked someone until we went for a movie together somehow.
Exactly. So we spent like one entire day. We had a good like 3-4 hour conversation.
Yeah.
And it was in regards to your faith. I won't say newfound faith, but in many ways, it sounds like a newfound faith. But before we get to that, you know, people obviously know you from YouTube. You know, I watched you as well when I was in, do you mind revealing how old you are?
Don't, every time when someone say I've been watching you for a very long time, it makes me feel like very old, man.
Yeah, that's why I asked first. Do you mind letting people know how old you are?
I'm 37.
Yes, you're 37. So I watched you when I was in uni, I would say. Yeah, so you've been in YouTube for I don't know how many years now.
I think
10 years?
11?
11 years?
Yeah, 11.
So long.
2011.
12 years long, that means? Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I just remember my 10th anniversary being like a few years ago.
Wow, 12 years. I some of our viewers are 12 years old, I think.
Yeah, so don't say that.
Okay. We will skip from that.
Just kidding.
You know what? Like I said, a lot of people know you from YouTube, but today we want to sort of, every time any guest comes on and Let's Get Real, we always tell them like we want to put away that persona. And it's not, we're not talking to Dan Koo, the YouTuber. We're going to be talking about Dan Koo. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dan Koo the Christian.
Amen. Let's go.
Yeah.
So Dan, you know, I think I shared this with you as well one of the first times I met you, and I sent you a text. I think this was maybe about 2 years ago. And the reason I sent you a text was because I saw this video that you posted on your own YouTube channel, your own private personal YouTube channel. When I watched that video, the first person I reached out to was Phoebe, my wife. I said, B, you won't believe this. Something miraculous has happened.
Did you know I was a Christian before that?
I did not know. Oh. I had no idea. At best, I thought you were an
free thinker.
A free thinker and atheist at least. Yeah, because it was so the video just blew my mind, you know, and it really, really just astounded me. But before we get to that point, I want to rewind back a little bit. And when I say rewind, I really want to get back to the roots, meaning to say I want to know a little bit about your background, your family, where you grew up in, how you grew up in, under what circumstances. So if you don't mind sharing, you can maybe share a little bit about your background first.
Well, I guess there wasn't really anything special about my childhood or growing up. I was just like any ordinary guy in school. So I was a librarian.
You were a librarian?
Yeah, I was a librarian.
Oh, dude, you were just starting off. Right? It's so boring already, man.
Because I wanted to be a prefect. Then I ain't cut out for it. So I just became a librarian. I just wanted a badge.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
So, and I wanted to be like a, you know, what is it called? This jawatan that you have.
AJK.
For points, right?
I like to
hold money lah. Cause I would like to believe that I'm quite good with money.
Okay.
So I always go for treasurer lah. I go chess club.
Chess club. Yeah. Chess club. The one that treasurer.
Yeah. Chess club.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I then there was that was my childhood
right
and growing up and stuff like that lah.
When you talk about your background as well, right, just to delve a little bit further and just to drill in more, did you say you grew up in, were your parents strict? Let's just ask, whether were your parents strict with you? Are you the only child? Do you have any siblings?
No, they weren't really strict with me. Yes, I'm the only child.
So you got all the love and attention.
Well, depends on what you mean by my parents pretty much left me to do whatever I wanted to do, and sort of had the freedom to just do whatever I wanted to do. So even the freedom was so much that they didn't really know what I was doing. So when I was doing YouTube, the first 2 years, they didn't know what I was doing. So they're like, hey, you want to get a job? Because after I graduated, I was just... Because you know YouTube is like you go out and shoot, then you come back in your bedroom, just edit, then you go out and shoot again.
Yeah.
So they never really see what I do. So they don't know what I was doing until 2 years later when their friends said, hey, you know what your son is doing? I said, they don't know. That's it. He's on YouTube, you know. Then they show me all my video. I showed them all my video. So I was like, I really feel very paiseh when my parents watch my video. I don't know why. it's like your parents, I don't know like, whether you feel it or not.
A bit, yeah,
don't watch my video in front of me. La. You know?
Right. So, I mean, if you don't mind me asking, you know, did you grow up in a Christian family? Did you grow up in a Buddhist, Taoist, what kind of family?
Yes, I grew up, in fact, I was a born Catholic.
Mm.
So I grew up majority of my life, 30 years of my life, as 30 plus years of my life as a Catholic.
Right.
So,
So did you go for mass and service?
Yeah. I did the most Catholic thing any Catholic could do. Oh. I went for mass. I was altar boy. You do know what's an altar boy?
It's the one that
the priest, then they're like the kids around him, and then they were surfy, and then they were how to say they will always hold our hands like this, and we stand next to the priest.
Really?
So like pretty much you see in the movies, I guess. I don't know. It's like those, they will show these Orthodox churches. And they will have altar boys like by the side there. Then they will take the incense and all this kind of stuff. So I did all that. And I go for mass every week. I go for music ministry. I was in the youth ministry.
Wow.
And, I was doing the most Catholic thing any Catholic could do.
So you were very involved in ministry per se.
Yeah. You can say that.
Wow. And your parents obviously fully supported this. They were probably very happy and proud that you were involved so much.
I didn't ask them also.
And they didn't tell you also?
No, they didn't tell me
so. Right. So, I mean, it's. I guess the next question isn't really a huge deal for you, because I wanted to ask you, when did you first hear the name Jesus Christ? And it sounds it's going to be...
baby.
Pretty much your whole life, right? You heard the name Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask this as well, because, you know, when we had the long conversation in, you know, MacD, it seems like your parents had quite an influence on your faith. I don't know whether because it's, you don't know what you're doing and you sort of like monkey see, monkey do, or just like your parents bring you so you just do. But how big was your parents' influence on your faith?
In a way, I would say it's like monkey see, monkey do, because your parents taught you everything. So, as I grew up as a Catholic, there were some questions that came to mind. Mm. Like why am I going to... Okay, are you familiar with Catholic?
Yes.
So why am I going to a guy for confession? Why do I have to confess the sins to this priest? Then more questions like I can't remember it now, but there are questions that popped up along the way. So I didn't have anyone to ask. And when I asked, the answers were like, it's like that, just follow lah. just follow lah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you mean you actually forwarded these questions to the priest, your parents, I guess?
Of course, the first one you ask is your parents.
Right.
But my parents didn't really give me a proper answer.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the answers themselves.
Right.
I'm talking about the correct answer.
Right. Yeah. So they just sort of brush it aside.
Just brush it down. Okay. Then I ask other church members, they're like, oh, it's been like that, just follow.
So what was your response to them when they answer you? Like, wait, did you challenge? Did you sort of, was your response to that?
One of the things is you don't really dare to go up to a priest and ask, hey, why am I confessing to you? Hey, who you think you are? Then say, I'm a servant of God. Okay, you win.
Understand.
So I just like, okay lah, telan lah.
Right.
Just,
so you just
live with it lah.
Put it in your heart.
Yeah.
But these questions were never sort of addressed or answered then.
It wasn't never really.
Okay. Then what about, now we're getting to quite, I would say, the gist of it, you know, and in MCO period, you know, I don't know because you had a lot of time or you had nothing to do in life or whatever, but it seems to me like these questions, it's almost like you put it in your heart. No one has answered it, right? And maybe during MCO, you had more time. And so you went around, I guess, to explore and to find out. And this was the period of time when I saw the video. And it really shocked me to the core. In a good way. No, I mean in a heretical way or anything like that. But when I watched the video, I was like, wow, this is amazing. You know, and what was that moment, I guess, when I used the word exact moment, I guess I'm talking about a eureka moment when you said, hey, these questions have answers and I found these answers. What was that like for you?
Okay, to answer your question, let's go back.
Yeah, let's go back. Yeah,
let's go back further, okay? So I didn't really, keep all these answers with me and say, I'm going to find these answers one day.
Right.
I don't think it went like that.
Okay.
So it was more like, nobody could answer this question. So like, then why am I here, right? So like slowly, I feel like potong steam a bit,
right.
Say, and I also don't really like believe in it anymore. In some ways, like and sometimes I always answer, is God really real? Is Jesus real? Like, or is this a figment of, like, you know? Cause, so one thing that I affected me also is like I studied sociology in university.
Mm.
So you know that the religion has always been used to control people.
Yeah.
During the previous time.
Mm.
So so that affected into my conviction to find the truth, whether is it really used for control, like is it something that man made to control people, or is it really there was a God that is real, that is like around and who created everything. So that led to me falling out of faith.
Right.
So this one maybe a bit controversial, but when you ask, it's very hard to pull a Catholic out from Catholicism, is it?
Catholicism.
Okay. Yeah. It's very hard to pull a Catholic out from it. So like me, if you try to pull me out from there, my auntie asked me to come to her Protestant church for celebration. Then you know, every time they say, "Hey, let's welcome new people, stand up," and this kind of stuff, right? So like I don't want, I shy lah. I scared they give me the thing, then contact me, and then kind of stuff. Like I always reject. Then how to say It's very hostile. I wouldn't say hostile. Maybe what's under hostile? Not receptive, is it?
Not receptive,
not receptive towards, if you try to pull me to Protestant, I said, you Protestant people are very weird.
Mm.
You're doing all the things that's weird because I'm still deep in Catholic.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to pull someone out. So I would say most Catholic would be like me. In some ways, I would say this is really like the Matrix.
Yeah.
Where you need to, you be familiar with Matrix, right?
Oh, dude, of course.
So you need to be pulled out.
Plugged out.
Loosen a bit.
Yeah.
Then it's easy to find you where you are and then pull you out to the real world. So it's really like that.
So you had that experience.
Yes, I had that experience.
Was there someone who pulled you out or who?
I loosened myself because of all these questions that I had.
Right.
Like, why am I going for confessions? I can't think of the questions. There are a lot of questions that emerged during that time that piled up, which in turn made me lose my faith. So I sort of loosened myself from, let's say, the Matrix.
Right. So when you say you start to lose your faith, you were starting to lose faith in Catholicism. That's what you meant, right?
Okay, yes. In Catholicism, I was starting to lose faith in that.
Mm.
Also losing faith in whether God is real or not.
Right.
But for me, deep down, I always believe that Jesus is real, but I just cannot prove it or find the reason lah. So that's why I then just became a free thinker for a while.
Yeah, I think when I met you then, it's probably that era.
I can't remember when we met each other. You won't hear me talking about God or doing godly things or stuff like that.
I didn't remember him doing any godly things or anything.
Probably
that era. That's why I said when I watched the video, I was so shocked. So yeah, so thanks a lot for giving a little bit of context as well, you know. So you started to loosen yourself a little bit first, and then only, so it's not like an overnight thing, that's what you're trying to say right?
Yeah, it wasn't overnight.
Yeah, it was a gradual process.
Yes.
But then there must be a tipping point.
Okay, so it was a gradual process. So this is where my life changed, where God said, this boy is lost enough. He's very lost. So let me send someone to help you. That's when I met my wife.
Come on, man. I think this one deserves an applause. I don't know. I hope your wife is listening to this right now. But this is when you met your wife.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely.
So, it's not as straightforward as you think, like, hey, God sent her to change my... But it's not like it's a journey of discovery together. So when she was a Buddhist, so she had an encounter with God. It's a long story, but she had an encounter with God. Then she came to my life. So she was praying to God to find someone, a life partner that is a very godly person.
Right.
So when she met me, I was the furthest thing away from a godly person.
Oh, no.
And it's amazing that we were still together because to her, she this is her point of view.
Yeah.
She said, I don't think I can be with this guy. But somehow she said that God doesn't seem to allow her to go away from me.
Right.
I don't know why. She's like this feeling in her heart that I can't leave him, but I still feel like we're meant to be together. So at that point, it was a journey of discovery together. So when we got to know each other, I was in Catholic.
Okay.
But a bit loose already.
Yeah.
So she asked me a lot of questions that challenged my Catholic faith. So I'm a Catholic, ma. You know, I still had that pride of being a Catholic.
Yeah.
Let me go and find all these answers to your questions. Then I go find that. Like, oh, wow. How come I didn't find all this before?
Right.
So there were a lot of discoveries that totally opened my mind and straight pulled me out from Catholic. Without doubt. That
Wow. I mean, how instrumental is your wife, you would say, in your Christian walk?
Very lah. It's okay. It's hard to walk alone. The journey alone, it can be lonely. It might fall off. But when you have two people to walk together, it's more beautiful, I guess.
I wish your wife was here. You really should have brought your wife. I would have loved to see her sitting in the background, smiling and watching this right now.
Maybe she'll be watching this.
Maybe. You better be sending it to her, man. Yeah, she best be watching this right now because it sounds...
Love you. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. So I'm so glad to hear this as well, you know, because oftentimes you often underrate the importance of having a godly partner.
Yeah,
someone who can really spur you in your Christian journey and your faith.
Correct. So meeting a godly partner is super duper important.
Look at you, man.
Wow. Yeah. If it can be a difference between you, because an ungodly partner will lead you to the wrong way. So when you have a godly partner with you, the journey of discovery together is more meaningful, it's more beautiful, and I cannot imagine myself with a non-godly person.
Wow.
It's like so different. Like,
I would love to hear her POV on this because
POV is very...
Yeah, her POV, you just said it's not like, I don't think I can be with this guy because he's...
Yeah. She told me a story before.
Right.
Yeah.
How she just felt the inkling in her heart to continue to stay with you. There's more to this.
Correct. She's like, because I'm so not godly. I'm like doing secular stuff.
Yeah.
And whatever goes for me, you know. Even wrong, so I just close my eye. Let's go. So she was... while I was doing this with her, I didn't realize how bad this was on her. But now, a few years later, when she told me, it's like, oh, okay. Then it makes sense.
Right. So how did you, did you come to God and say, God, I'm so sorry for looking at you this way? Or did you repent before God? Or what was that process like for you? Like you said, your wife had a personal encounter with God. That's why God is so real in her life.
Yeah.
And for you, it seems like the way God found you was through research, was through the word, was through a lot of study.
Yeah.
And that was the way that you came to God, right?
Correct.
And so it wasn't like a spiritual, very super supernatural for you?
It can be a mix of both because I kind of like apologetics.
Right.
Because it made super a lot of sense. If you look at Christianity from apologetics point of view, it's more easy, it's more fun to learn.
Yeah.
It's very fulfilling to learn because everything had an answer.
Mm.
When I was in Catholic, everything didn't have an answer. And the answers had more doubts to it. So
answers raises even more questions.
Yeah. So if you're a Catholic, if you want to say that I don't know enough about Catholics, I probably know the questions that you were going to ask me because I asked that questions many times or so because I was super deep into Catholics.
Yeah.
So it's very common for Catholics to say like, hey, you don't know enough about Catholics. You don't know the true meaning of Catholic. But maybe you don't know. Have you tried to open your mind to outside of Catholic?
Right.
Yeah.
Now you've come to this point. Now you've experienced God this way, right? And now I think there's no doubt in your mind who God is, what God has done for you, and how real Jesus is. And he's your Lord and your Savior today.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to pull you back because you're the only child here, Dan. your parents, I want to get back to this right now because I'm sure they're aware. And I think growing up, you grew up in a very, I would say, stable environment, right? You enjoy a very decent relationship with your parents. Mm. I am pretty sure they are aware, you know, if their friends are showing them videos of you, their son, even the video that you maybe posted up during MCO, I don't know if they watched it.
I don't know.
Right, we don't know if they watched it. Yeah. But at least I am quite confident to say that.
Wait, they did. I showed it to them. Yeah.
Oh, you showed it to them. Oh, wow, okay, yeah. Great. So, you know, that video says a lot as well, but they are aware of who you are again now, you know? So what was their response to all of this?
So I did try to pull them out. But, okay, so let's jump forward.
Yeah.
I did try to pull them out through many... I even wrote down, like, whatever that changed my mind, I wrote down in research and points. And
it,
if a normal person views this, it will make totally full... make a lot of sense that Christianity is real. I mean, okay, let's not talk about whether Christianity is real. Catholicism is whether is it real or not. Mm. So I showed them a lot of research and stuff like that. And they saw it, they agree with me, but they're still in Catholic. So I cannot.
I think I remember you telling me this. So you prepared like a whole document or something like that?
Documents. Because my dad can't speak.
Mm.
So I have to write out for him.
Yep. And so you wrote everything down and it was like 2-3 pages long or something like that.
More than that, I think 9 pages long.
Nine pages long?
I disprove everything about like all the stuff that Catholics
are claiming.
Yeah. So I went and researched and blah, 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 blah. And I just proved it to them.
Wow, then 9 pages long.
Yeah, probably.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. Who's going to go through 9 pages? Like in PDF or doc?
PDF.
That's an answer.
Okay, maybe bigger fonts, like, you know?
Bigger fonts, probably.
Got pictures inside.
Front and back or just one?
Front.
Front and back is 18 pages today,
you know? No. So, see, had pictures, you had stuff, like historical stuff.
And, I mean, you actually sat down with them, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
I sit down, explain multiple sessions, even that. And I even brought them to my church.
Mm.
So, still. So, that's why I say Catholic. It will be very hard for a Catholic to look beyond Catholicism. Mm. Why am I having trouble saying this word?
Catholicism. Yes.
So it'll be very hard for a Catholic to get out of it, if they are very rooted in it. Because a Catholic has been trained from young to be very loyal, like undying loyalty. So it's very hard to pull out from the matrix.
So
unless you are really willing to research yourself, and like standard Catholic answer is like you don't know enough about Catholic, I don't know. I've seen many responses to this. And
so where do your parents stand today? Like, it's been 3 years since, you know, you sort of plugged out, like you say, from the matrix, and today you're just a God fearing, Bible believing Christian.
Yeah.
So where do your parents stand with this, I guess?
I guess they're still in Catholic. They're still going to a Catholic church because it's their community. I mean, I just pray that.
What about your wife's parents, I guess, you know?
They are also in Protestant. Same church. They all had a godly encounter together.
Right. And as a family.
Yeah. It's different. It was a very powerful moment.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You know, I want to also ask you in the sense that now that, you know, you sit here, you're confident, you're a Christian. One of the things that really amazed me about you, you know, since we've gotten closer, is you have a real zeal and a real passion about sharing the gospel of Christ. And it seems like everyone you meet, everyone you see, you find opportunities to talk about God with them. And this is something that is, I don't know, I'm so excited to see this because I've been a Christian for a long time, actually. And the way you preach the gospel, the way you try to reach out, it's even more fervent than me. And I look at you and I think you put me to shame. So it's very interesting. I mean, I say it in a very admirable way. So what is your motivation to share the gospel? Was it because of your own encounter with God and you want people to experience this encounter? Or whether, you know, you believe in the Great Commission that everyone should do it, and that's why you're just obeying the Bible. What are some of the motivations for you that keeps you going at it?
Okay, I will explain this and I will lead to a story as well. Mm. Do we have time for this?
Oh, we got more than enough time.
Okay. So, first, the summary is, if you read, I think I told you this before.
Yeah.
If a person is not sharing the gospel, this will sound very harsh mm-hmm. and maybe controversial, mm-hmm. but if a person is not sharing the gospel, it's either you don't really care about the people around you,
yeah.
or you really don't understand the word of God. Because if you really understand the word of God, you'll be so worried for everyone around you. You cannot just sit down and do nothing. It's so powerful. So I'm going to lead to a story. So this story, I had a few of this godly encounters. So this story is a friend of mine.
Mm.
So he's a really good friend of mine. To sum up the story, he really went from the top mm-hmm. and all the way down. So I had one day I just felt I told my wife, I feel like I need to share the gospel to this guy. Mm. So I don't know why. What motivated me to share it with this guy? Mm. So I just say, okay, I tried many times to set up a meeting to share. My intention was really to share. It's not to talk rubbish.
Mm.
In this field of work, you have to be intentional, as the my DMC pastor says it. So I went there. After many tries, finally we managed to sit down. His house was damn far away. I just go Sri Kembangan. So I went there and then I shared with him. I shared the gospel is not believe in Jesus. You need Jesus. You are so fallen. You need Jesus. Mm-hmm. Nobody will believe that, right? Mm-hmm. So I break it down for him. I see how the world works. How everything around the world is so demonic, and you can break down everything. So I break down a lot for him. Like to a person who doesn't know Jesus, even a 80s person, it will totally make sense. Mm. You can see God in everywhere. And I reason to him why is God real? Why are they attacking Christian if Christian is not real? Why in every movie they curse Jesus Christ or Jesus F Christ? Why nobody curse other thing?
Mm.
If God is not real, why you want to attack? Right. So you have to think these kind of points. So I break down everything for him. Then he was, because one thing that fascinated me was last time he said, money is my God. He's a Buddhist. Money is my God. I really love money.
Mm.
So I remember this when I talked to him. Then I break down for him. Then he's like, whoa. Then he said, he was totally mind blown with what I said. Mm. Then he told me, you know what? It's a strange thing. This is him. So I'm him. 2 weeks ago, I saw this documentary about a prison guy in US. He said he gave his life to Jesus. So what does it mean by give your life to Jesus? So he asked a Christian friend of him, but tak layan lah. So then he go and watch some video. Then that's it lah.
Mm.
Then suddenly I come and tell him about this. So it's like God send messenger, that kind. Bro, you making me cry. I see you cry. Why?
I'm not crying.
Oh no.
No.
Okay. So basically he said it was like God sent.
Yeah.
It's like, why you come and tell me this when I'm like the furthest thing away from believing something like this? Mm. He is the last person that you would ever imagine, if you see him one day, lah, yeah. He was the last person you ever imagined to accept Christ.
Mm.
So he said, then some people will say like, why you Christians always target all the weak people?
Yeah.
But it's when you are the weakest that you are open to God.
Mm.
If you are super rich, you will never accept God, right?
Mm. Yeah. That is very true. Yeah, it says in Bible, right? It's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. You know, like entering what the eye of the needle than a cap for a camel to enter.
Yes.
The eye of the needle, I think, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. It's easier to find what needle in a haystack. I say, no.
It's easier for a camel to enter the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Correct. Wow. I mean, it's amazing to hear this because you know what your response was just being obedient and being faithful to the call, right? And I think that was one of the early moments of you being a Christian as well.
Yeah.
And since then, you know, even when we are playing badminton and things like that, you'll find opportunities. I remember I was playing badminton with him and I was like, oh, where did he go? And he was like, oh, I was trying to share the gospel with this friend who was, and you guys were upstairs. And I was like, I was sharing him about Jesus and that's why we were late. Yeah. And I was just stood there waiting with my badminton racket thinking, Brandon, you have to buck up. Like, oh my gosh, Brandon, you have to do this like way more because this guy has only been 3 years, you know, and he's sharing the gospel with every single one. And I like the point that you said as well, you know, that it's only two reasons, right? It's either people really don't understand the word of God enough that they don't understand the gravity of what's happening around them and the how powerful the gospel is, or they simply don't care about people.
Yes. It's the brutal truth.
Yeah.
If you really know about the word of God, apologetics help, of course. It helps you to understand why are things like that.
Mm.
You see, if you just look at Instagram, man, the world is just going to shit, man. Sorry if I censored.
Yeah.
It's just going to... We are in the end times. Mm. So we know, maybe if you are a Christian, you know where everybody is headed if they are not with Christ. Mm. How can you let your friends go there?
Mm. So would you say that, you know, now that you have this revelation, right? If anyone is listening right now, and maybe they are also Catholics, maybe they're sitting on the fence, maybe they're listening to this thinking, wow, I should be asking more questions. What is your immediate response to them who are having all these questions?
You definitely need to ask more questions. Don't just accept. I found the way because I asked a lot of questions. I went deep down the rabbit hole and why is this like that? Then when I found out I don't know, man, there's just too many things to explain here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're slowly running out of time here, you know, because it's an amazing conversation that we've had, you know, and I can honestly tell you, you're being very open and being very honest as well. And it's something I really appreciate as well. What's one thing you like the audience to know about God, about Jesus?
Seek and you shall find. So no offense to Catholic, because I was a Catholic, so, but you guys really need to, if you guys are Catholic, you guys really need to ask more questions. Find the answers are there. The answers are all out there. You just need to look for it. And for those who are non-Christians, you might need to ask questions too. There are questions, there are answers that are really fulfilling if you can find out, because most people are really plugged into this world, I would say. Very secular. Money is all you chase, money and fame. But there is so much more. I always advise people, why do you think so small? If you think let's say you want 100,000. I'll give you 100,000. If you want 1 million, 1 million. 10 million, 100 million. What is the use of all this money? If you die, you can't take all this with you. What if there's a bigger dream?
Yeah. You know, and that's the Holy Spirit speaking through you as well. Because these are real questions. Anyone can relate to this question. Who don't want 100 million, right?
Yeah,
who,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
Who doesn't want...
It's easy to get all this cash money, right? But
yeah.
But why don't you think bigger, way bigger than this life, into the next life?
Dan, you know, you've spoken at length and listening to your story is very, very touching and inspiring as well. Now, looking back at your life, you say what, you're 35? You're 36. 37. You're 37 years old. Now, looking back at your life at 37 years old, what can you say about God today? It's a very deep and reflective question. I know, I get it. You know, when you look back at your life and your journey, what can you say about God?
God has been present in every moment of my life, even at my lowest where I lost my way. So God was still there guiding, even sent some people to help me. So you can see how the chain reaction worked. When God someone to help me and guide my path, I helped someone else to guide, and he helped someone else too. So it's like this is just God's people doing God's work.
So God has never left nor forsaken you.
Yeah.
It's always been there.
It's never too late. I mean, like the Bible always says, the heaven rejoices over one repentant sinner.
That's right. Yeah. And you know what, Dan? Thank you so much for sharing, by the way. It's really super encouraging and very, very inspiring. Before I end, is it okay if I just pray for you? Is that all right?
Sure. Of course.
All right, Ken, let's just pray for Dan right now. Lord, we just want to thank you for Dan, Lord. We thank you for you being so open, so honest, Lord Jesus, and so willing to share his journey with you. The highs of the highs and the lows of the lows, Lord. And you've seen him through all his coming ins and going outs, Lord Jesus. And you've even sent a partner for him, Lord Jesus, to do life together, Lord. This partner that you have reserved specially for him, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've spoken so clearly to Dan and through Dan to reach out to many other people, Lord. And right now, even you just want to pray for him and also his wife, Lord Jesus, that you bless their union, Lord Jesus, that through this couple, Lord, many will come to know you. Many will come to know of your love and the saving grace that you have for them, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for putting this burden in Dan's heart, Lord, that when he shares, Lord, I'm sure, Lord Jesus, we as listeners, Lord, we who are listening also feel the same burden in our hearts, Lord. What can we do to reach more souls for the kingdom of God? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for using Dan so mightily as your servant, and we pray that you just expand his territory, Lord Jesus. Continue to use him and his wife mightily, Lord, so that many will come to know who you are and what you've done for them. So bless Dan, bless his family, and thank you for his life, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, and commit Dan into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Dan, as I let you go, any last words you want to say? Anything the Holy Spirit impresses upon your heart right now? Just last words, you can go for it. Off you go.
For all our viewers, it's a really fulfilling journey to walk with Christ. If you hadn't had a chance, you can always reach out to one of us. I'm sure Brandon will be more than happy to guide you, to guide all of you in your journey in discovering the real truth of this world. Yeah.
Cool. You know what? Thank you so much, Dan. I really want to say appreciate you for coming down here, taking time off your schedule to share with us. You know, my heart is touched. I'm sure many who are watching as well has been touched. To you guys, you know, hey, if you want to listen to more episodes like this, please don't forget, you know, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also stream us on all major streaming podcast platforms. You can stream us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Don't forget as well, if you're looking for community, like Dan said, you know, if you want to reach out to me, one of the best places to go is besides Instagram or YouTube or anything like that, we have Discord. That's right. You can reach out to me through Discord. You can reach out to all our team members on Discord as well. So head on down there. The link is in the description box. Other than that, we just want to say we wish you have a blessed day. We hope that you've learned a lot. You can comment down below. If you love this episode, share it with your friends, your church, your CGs, your imakuse, your entire kampong. Get the word out there. Jesus loves you. This has been a very special episode. We'll wish you goodbye. And we'll see you guys again next time on another episode of Let's Get Real. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode on Let's Get Real.
If you want to see more episodes like this, be sure to subscribe to our channel, like the video, comment, and share it with your friends.
And if you want to support our ministry by giving your love gifts, you can do so with the bank details that you see on the screens right now.
Be sure to earmark LGR or Let's Get Real so that we know your giving will be used for this ministry.
Thank you so much for watching. Until next time, God bless and bye-bye. Bye.